On the campaign trail, Joe Biden pledged he would build not another foot of border wall as president. But in the face of record numbers of migrants arriving at America's southern border with Mexico, he has quietly reversed course, agreeing to fill in some glaring gaps that were left when he abruptly halted construction on his first day in office. Keeping quiet about the wall work, Mr. Biden has not wanted to telegraph the decision and risk alienating backers who associate the border wall with Donald Trump. November's midterm election will not be the first in which illegal immigration and the border have featured prominently. However, in 2022, they are not just a conduit for partisan emotions. The border is a problem for Democrats because of the sheer volume of people coming and the White House's refusal to lay out a compelling federal response. The administration's strategy is basically waiting, thinking that things are going to get better, says Henry Cuella, a Texas Democratic congressman who is seeking re-election and has been publicly critical of Mr. Biden's handling of the border. If anything, the situation is only going to get worse. America's relatively strong economy acts as a pull for people suffering from poverty, violence, and inflation. Recent hurricanes will aggravate a looming food crisis in the Caribbean and further stoke migration. From last October until the end of August, border officials encountered migrants around 2.2 million times on the southern border, up by a quarter from the year before, and more than double the number of encounters in fiscal year 2019. Since Mr. Biden took office, some 1.5 million people have probably been released into America, some combination of asylum seekers, people who couldn't be sent back to their home country, unaccompanied minors who could not be detained at length, and others. Despite tepid assurances by Kamala Harris, the vice president, who was tasked with managing migration from Central America, that the border is secure, few believe it. Republican candidates for office so often emphasize the border because it merges two priorities for Republican voters, immigration and law and order, says Cal Gilson, a professor at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. According to recent YouGov polls commissioned by The Economist, immigration is the second most important issue to Republican voters after inflation, with 12% of them ranking it first, versus a mere 2% of Democrats doing so. The border has become an embodiment of the two Americas, says Mark Summerlin of Evenflow Macro, a research firm.